Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Our great country has survived for more than 200 years because of its great foundation, the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. Liberal politicians and radical judges have succeeded to a great extent in destroying the power of these great documents. Do you wonder how long our nation can remain strong when so many of our freedoms have been removed or are in danger of being removed? No building, no family, and no church can be strong when its foundation has been destroyed or severely damaged. Is that not what Jesus had in mind when he contrasted the person who builds on a rock with the one who builds on the sand? Matthew 7:24-27. The house built on the sand will fall, and great will be the fall. Paul used two figures of speech in speaking of the Lord's people: God's husbandry, or God's cultivated land, and God's building. 1 Corinthians 3:9. He wrote concerning the latter: according to the grace which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon. 1 Corinthians 3:10. It is appropriate to ask, why should one be careful how he builds on the foundation? Paul provides the Holy Spirit's answer: for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Our brief study today will be devoted to the topic, Christ the Only Foundation. Please take note of Paul's use of the word other. The Greeks had two words for other or another. The Greek word heteros means another of a different kind. The word allos means another of the same kind. One of the easiest ways to explain the difference between these two words is to examine what Paul wrote to the Galatians. I marvel, he said, that you are so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Galatians 1:6-7. The first use of the word another means a gospel of a different kind. The English Standard Version renders the Greek a different gospel. The second use of the word another means a gospel of the same kind. With that explanation in mind, I shall take the meaning of the two words into consideration as I reread those verses from Galatians. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto a gospel that is different from the gospel of Christ. The gospel the Judaizers were teaching in the churches of Galatia was not the same kind of gospel Paul preached. It not only was a different gospel, it was a soul-condemning gospel. Galatians 1:8-9. Paul is teaching in our text for today that Christ is the only foundation. We might discover a foundation of a different kind, but there is no foundation of the same kind. In the eyes of many Americans, the thought that Jesus Christ is the only foundation is arrogant, intolerant, and bigoted. Every person has a right to his own opinion, but there is not even the slightest doubt about the New Testament's teaching on the topic. Peter condemned the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem. He told them, "This, that is Jesus Christ, is the stone that was set at naught by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:11-12. The message of these passages from the Bible is very plain. If you are not building on the foundation God has supplied, that is, on Jesus Christ, there is no hope for you when you stand before God in the judgment. How can anyone expect to be saved eternally when he rejects God's Son who came into the world to redeem us? Thank you, and may God bless you.